Oh, you're finally awake. Oh, don't mind the ropes or the gag. And yes, that's a bloody stone altar you're on. I really did try my best to play normal on our Tinder date. Really, I did. I ordered the salmon. I dropped all the normal cues for the modern day. I let you get away with all the weird comments. But the truth is, I'm a priestess of the Bear Mother, and I needed a sacrifice for her. So here you are. We have to keep her fed and happy, after all, don't we? That's why, when you dropped me off and you wanted to come inside, I shot you with a tranquilizer dart when you entered my apartment. You thought you were going to get lucky, didn't you? Oh, I'm sorry for tricking you like that. It's nothing personal. If it's any consolation, I did enjoy some of our conversation. I'm a bit of a geek as well. You probably picked up on that, though. If things didn't end up like this, we probably would have ended up playing some video games or something together, you know? It looks like the Bear Mother is a little bit late. That's okay. She usually takes her time anyway. That just gives us a bit more time to actually get to know each other. So, I assume you didn't lie about your name. But I have a confession. I kinda lied about mine. My real name isn't Sue, and I'm not a real redhead. Oh, and thanks to the Bear Mother's blessing, I'm actually almost 500 years old. Oh, these glasses? Unfortunately, they're real. I'm glad that they're one of the many advancements that have been made in my lifetime. I've been thinking of getting some of that corrective surgery, but I don't understand a bit of the magic that's involved with it, so I'm a little bit squeamish of it. What? Don't look at me like that, like I'm crazy or something. So many things have changed over the years, especially lately. I mean, it's really helped curb the boredom. So many new books and new games to play. I've really been enjoying those Lego games, but I really wish I could find someone to play them with, you know? What's that? I can't understand. You know, I might as well at least remove your gag. There's no one for miles but us on top of this mountain after all, and who are you gonna yell to? There. Now, what was that? Oh, you would? You'd play them with me? But there's the matter of your sacrifice. You can't exactly play games with me once you've been eaten by the Bear Mother and become one with her. Besides, where would I find another sacrifice this late at night? And without you as a sacrifice, I would grow old and die pretty quick as well. I'm growing to like you, but I'm sorry. Unless you can get another sacrifice here before the Bear Mother gets here. What's that? You, have friends. I wonder what would happen if I sacrificed multiple people in a row. Also, why would you offer them up for me to sacrifice? Ah, so you're just co-workers and they're really mean to you. I see now. Well then, let me guess. They're all the big muscle meathead types, and they bully you because you're the bookish type that's always studying or pulling out science. I thought so. You strike me as the type that did well in school. Me? School. I never went to school. Every few years, I try to learn what I can, but I've never actually been to any formal schooling. Lately, I picked up one of those magic tablets, the smartphones, and I've been learning on it, but no. You teach me. Are you serious? And you want to learn history from me? Well, I suppose there is quite a bit I could teach. I did live through quite a few wars personally, after all. Well, you make a tempting offer. And I am offering you up a little early. I do have nearly a week left. I would have to keep you under lock and key, at least until we find a new sacrifice. And, you'll have to make the same contract as me with the Bear Mother. Yes, that means you'll need a sacrifice as well. And you'll need to make a sacrifice every year as well, too. What? No, I heard you. I never thought about that. Does the sacrifice have to be human? I never questioned it before. When I made the first sacrifice, I was very young and, well, it was a fur trader. The Bear Mother wasn't all that talkative. Time seemed to freeze for me, and we forged our contract, and, well, she ate him immediately. Though I do admit that feeding live people to her does wear on you. If she'll accept animals or just meat, you would sacrifice something else. If something else has great value to her, or to you, perhaps. If she can eat it, maybe. Untie you? You must really think me mad. And what guarantee do I have that you won't run away once I do? No, I think you'll stay tied up, at least for now. Oh, I think I hear her approaching. Ready yourself. Great Bear Mother, I beseech you. This person before you, I offer not in tribute and sacrifice, but to plead their case. They wish to make the same contract you have made with me. Will you allow this, but with another form of sacrifice? The Great Bear Mother has spoken. Thank you, Great Bear Mother. You heard her, mortal. Or at least, I hope you understood her. We have 3 days. She's rejected your proposal of an alternate sacrifice. We either bring her sacrifices for the both of us, as per the usual rules, or I bring you back as a sacrifice for just myself. And if you try to run, oh, she's marked you. She will find you. And if she has to find you, your sacrifice will be far from painless. So I suggest you cooperate and get used to the idea of sacrificing others in order to live forever. Or at least becoming my own sacrifice. I'm fine with whichever. So, shall we get started? We'll need to work fast in order to get a couple of warm meatheads on this altar, after all. And honestly, I can't think of anyone I'd rather do it with. To all of my patrons, members, viewers, subscribers, everyone that's helped me, thank you. From the bottom of my heart to the bottom of my ocean, thank you. I would not be here if it weren't for you. Special shoutouts to BloodBrother132, Waterway the Wordsmith, Shotoa, Tyler Ferguson, Nightbringer, Mega Ona, Bob Smith, Dersalona, Sean CHB, Nos Cheech, Venomous Prime, Arnaz Morris, Elisa Elena, Brendan Newman, Brandon G, Thomas Dean, Shockwave, Nicholas Rachel, Eric Phillips, Jack Castle, Shardus, Ben Gundick, Aaron Kosterman, Andrew Connor, Don't Ask, Foxy Fireworks, My Boy, Julian Herve, Loki San, James Lee. Special thanks to my affiliates and sponsors. Shockbite.com, DecaledGirl.com, SpeedMax.net. Special thanks to my cats, friends and family. And special thanks to viewers like you. Thank you so very much. I love you all so much.